Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Not today. Yes, today. Yes, today. Monty, on the road an hour. Finally.
Here I am.
Here you are, Caitlin. Thank you.
You're very welcome. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm
great.
Balls is hot, though. This is crazy in here.
We have the door open and it's not making much of a difference, but.
No. No.
We're going to live in this together, though.
Let's hope on Saturday night at El Cortez, it's a little bit more user-friendly.
Yes.
The crowd is probably going to be one hell of a lot cooler.
The crowd will be cooler. We're going to heat things up, though. Yeah.
You've done this before.
I just talk to myself a lot.
What would I say on stage if somebody says that? Okay, I've got that one down. I am visiting with Caitlin Moncler, who goes by Monty. And we are going to be talking about her release, Bad Sick Love, which came out in September. The show that she's putting on Saturday night, or I shouldn't say putting on, being involved in on Saturday night around the corner at El Cortez. And a whole bunch of other stuff that just might happens to come up. If you have been a casual listener to The Road and Hour, or if definitely you would have heard me play Monty before, if you've been a dedicated listener, if you're a dedicated listener to The Road and Hour, thank you very much. So I saw Monty play at Hank's Saloon in August, which would have just been a week before your EP was released. And you played with our friend Naomi and Basic Bitches, yes, who I love, and then Yoko Forever, and I'm forgetting the fourth band.
Who played that night? Yeah. Well, I don't really remember what I ate for breakfast, who I played with like three months ago.
Yeah. So, but that was a fantastic show.
That was fun, yeah.
And so ever since then, I have been raving to people about your set, and I love the EP, so it's fantastic. Thank you. To be able to have you in here as a guest. So for people, we'll have to mention this a couple times. So to follow you, the best place to go is your website,
right?
Monty Official.
MontyOfficial.com.
Yes.
But I think, well, I'm really bad at, I'm like the worst at technology. It's also impossible to like reach me.
How can you say you're the worst at technology when you're like dropping the names of the mics in the studio?
Oh no, audio visual stuff is completely different. Computers and like cell phones and social media is another story. But I am really on, like, I mostly use Instagram. I've just been using that because it's easy. I could take a picture, I could post it, I could send it out, and I could go to Facebook from there.
Yeah.
So I'm Monty Music. Monty.music at Instagram.com. That's the tag there.
Okay. Yeah. Because otherwise, at times it's Monty the Official.
Right. No, it's a mess. It's a whole mess. Honestly, it's my social media game is not great.
Oh.
If anybody can help me with that, please.
Yeah, if you can help Monty, maybe you can help The Road and Hour at the same time. So
great.
The show that Monty is going to be playing is Saturday night at El Cortez for Kel Skateboarding, the Issue 3 release party.
Yes.
And I understand that you're also not only a shredder on the guitar, a shredder on the board.
Yeah. So, well, I had been skateboarding or on a skateboard since I was about 3 years old, just like rolling around, skating with my friends. I was always hanging out with like the deadbeat skaters at my school, rock and roller skaters, punker kids, and totally just skipping school and skating. So I know the world very well. But Quell Skate is specifically for girls, and I think more girls should be confident enough to get on a board, whether it's in a skate park or in any kind of public setting, because it's a fun thing. It's active. It's social. There's a whole community out there of women who skate and who rock. So it's nice to kind of meld the two.
And that's primarily going to be the people who are there on Saturday night.
Yes.
But I think wider as well. You know, we're at that time of the year where people are making New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Right. And I think, you know, people should make a resolution of go out and see more live music. But you don't have to wait to January 1st to make that resolution. You can start it today.
Yeah,
You can start it not today, but you can start it Saturday.
You can start it Saturday, you know, at El Cortez. You'll see me and I'll be with two of my my buddies playing back and me on bass and drums. So.
Let's just first do this. So it's going to, the music is being presented by Women That Rock.
Women That Rock, yes. Correct.
And so then Kel Skateboarding is going to have new merch, beer specials. Yay!
Yes.
But it's okay. You can come out and drink water as well and just hang out, right?
Mocktails.
Mocktails, yep. And then they're going to have tons of prizes out as well. So who's playing with you then on Saturday? Would it have been the same people that I saw you with at Hank's?
Actually, it's a little bit different. I'm playing with a different drummer who I'm actually working on this whole digital live EPK project with. His name is Ismael Baez, and he's amazing. Really good guy. I love Devin. I use Devin all the time. He's like also a go-to if Ismael or Devin, one of them, can't make the gig. you know, like I'll replace with the other. Yeah. So I honestly, I just pretty much use four guys who I go to. My bassist, Amanda, unfortunately can't make this gig, but she's amazing. And her fill-in's awesome. Her name is Lindsay Bjorklund. She's sick. She's played with me at Brooklyn Bazaar before, so she knows the set. She knows the music. We have energy together, so it's a nice lineup of people.
Energy together is really kind of important.
Oh, yeah, it's very important.
Let's do this. Let's get a couple more songs in that people can listen to.
Yeah.
I'm going to play somebody who's releasing a new album called Street Revolution EP on January 11th. Her name is Louise Distress. She's from London, UK, nice. And you remind me of her very much. And then I think we're going to play somebody who might be mutual friends, maybe not, Meansiders.
Oh, yeah, I know who they
are. All right,
sure.
Awesome. And then we'll come back. We'll hear another one of your tracks, and then let's dig in a little bit deeper to the
awesome.
EP and all the rest of it.
Cool, let's do it.
You are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Brand New from Louise Distress, Poor Man.
Preachers preach for gold and not for souls. It's what keeps a poor man always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath. Taxed and schooled and preached to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Yourself if you
survive. Don't back up when it rips the seams. Your dreams were thin, so you called on me. Got yourself a brew for the night. Will you be brave or eaten alive?
You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn, Dead Man's Shuffle. Okay, so, Caitlin, just to be sure, police are not going to show up, right? That's not a confession there.
I hope not. It's not like,
we'll just,
you know,
maybe just keep people
dirty
guessing.
Deeds done dirt cheap.
Dead Man's Shuffle is off Monty's debut EP, Bad Sick Love. Before that, we heard from Mean Siders and their song, Black Magic. And then we started that short set off with Louise Distress, her song Poor Man, which is going to be off her Street Revolution EP, which will be out January 11th. She is planning to come back to the States. Hopefully there's plans to come back to New York City, but she is going to be playing at Punk Rock Bowling Festival May 24th to 27th in Vegas. I know we talked about trying to get you out and go see live music, but one of the things we would also like to invite you out to is the Radio Free Brooklyn Holiday Party, which is on Thursday around the corner at Raven Brewing Company. Have you been?
I haven't been there.
Okay. It's like down the block and around the corner. It's like we're in downtown central Bushwick. We're right around the corner from El Cortez, where you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people come and see where we are and you're like, okay. But anyway, so we are having a holiday party at Raven Brewing Company on Thursday evening. And if you go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018, you can RSVP and get two free tickets for local independent beer at a local independent radio station's holiday party. Funny how that works. So we would like to thank Raven Brewery for supporting and sponsoring Radio Free Brooklyn and hope to see you out there on Thursday evening. So although this was Monty's debut EP, not your first time in a recording studio.
No, not my first time in a recording studio. No, I had been in a bunch of bands and projects throughout my time as a musician, especially as a guitarist. I've been playing guitar for almost 18 years now, and I kind of went in knowing that I wanted to play rock and roll and be in rock band. So I started when I was about in seventh grade. And I also went to school for recording music and contemporary music. So recording studios feel like home to me. So I'm very comfortable in a studio setting.
Yeah.
But this is the first project that I'm very proud of that I've released music on that I've written in the past that I haven't felt like they weren't completed or I wasn't satisfied with the outcome in the recording process or afterwards. So I've taken music that I've written in the past, I put it on this EP, and I recorded it with a friend who is an amazing engineer and producer, Chris Krasnow. And we went in there, he played drums on it, and we laid it down. And it's funny because of maybe like 4 years, 5 years before, he had worked with me on several of the songs that we re-recorded for this album. So it was just like a refresher for him.
Yeah. And you played bass and guitar.
Yes. And yeah, did the harmonies. And also my girlfriend was in the studio and she does A&R stuff and she sings. So I had her do some vocal background stuff as well.
All right, cool. So you said you wrote them 4 or 5 years ago for different projects and they just didn't come to the surface?
Kind of. For instance, Bitch, I had written about 6 years ago or more when I was in high school. It was actually in retaliation to a girl I was dating who kept calling me a bitch during a fight. And it was like, it was very heated. And I was like, well, fine, just call me a bitch, blah, blah, blah. And then later, as I grew up and evolved, the way people were describing women who are strong and courageous and outspoken, they were using the words bitch or bully, bulldog, shark, things that come off as negative. So I'm going to take this word and I'm going to turn it into something positive or strong instead of something with a negative connotation.
Right, because who is the only person who can refer to you as a bitch?
Myself.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And something that I think is completely lost on people and saying, no, everyone says it all the time. No. The only person who can call.
Right. Or anything offensive or like, it's kind of like a self-deprecating joke. It's like, you know, it's funny when you say it kind of, even though it's a little bit like uncouth or whatever. But when somebody is insulting you and talking down to you and degrading you and using words like bitch or slut or, you know, God forbid they use the word cunt, which is like honestly my favorite word in the world. But besides that, like it's I tried to give power back to the word in this song. But I did write it a long time ago. And a couple of the other songs I had written in a different band, Dead Man Shuffle, I performed in another band I was in and fronted called Hot Toddy. I didn't like the way the production came out on it in the first recording, and it's not out anywhere. We actually recorded it at the Magic Shop, which is an unbelievable great studio that doesn't exist anymore. It was on the Lower West Side, and it was pretty iconic. David Bowie recorded there, Arcade Fire, Nora Jones, these people. Okay. But I just, when you take something that's like an amazing studio, like the sound of an amazing studio, and an engineer kind of futzes with it, or your bandmates give so many notes that it you end up clouding or losing the effect that it originally had in the studio. And that's what kind of happened to it. So I stopped writing my music and I stopped playing my music because I wasn't happy with the original outcome. And I was in another band where I was just singing backup and playing lead guitar and writing some of the songs, which ended up not working out because of personality issues. Obviously, people have issues. I left the band and I started my own project, thinking that I should do my songs justice.
So when I saw you, what I loved about the show so much, besides the energy of the music, was your energy on stage. Was that sort of muffled when you were in other bands? Did you not have the opportunity to let loose like that?
Sometimes. I was actually, a lot of the times I was told to shush or like to not, you know, I love to jump around and make a show out of something because people are coming to your show to watch and to experience something and to have a good time. And if you're just sitting there looking at the floor, or like you're just watching a singer do some kind of weird dance move the whole time and the rest of the band, they're zombies or just headbanging, it looks kind of off and awkward.
Yes.
So I like to bring as much energy as I can, not just as a front person, but as any, I give 110% in any position, in any role that I am in a band.
Yeah, and I think it is that bit of going to shows. What I love about live music, and what I love about, you know, a lot of times going to see smaller shows, is that the energy that the band creates like bounces back pretty quickly from, you know, the crowd, and so if the crowd's hyped up, it works for the band. But especially, I think when you go see somebody, I mean, because I hadn't seen you perform before. I mean, I think by the time I saw you at Hank's, the only song you'd released by then was Bitch. And so it's like, okay, this is all I know, but I'm like, I don't care. This is great. There's tons of all this energy coming. And so for me as an audience member, it makes it much easier to go to that next step of becoming a fan, because I can buy in. And and that's what I loved about it.
It's
so much.
The show. It's the show. Like, I love going to a show and seeing something great.
Right.
Or like seeing the energy between bandmates. That's another thing. I love performing with Amanda because she rocks the fuck out. She just gets up there and she's great. She plays a lot of metal. She grew up in Brazil and she played a lot of jazz and different
weird
things.
There's a lot of metal in
A lot of metal in Brazil, but not just, I mean, she plays jazz. She does Broadway stuff. She's incredibly versatile and a sweetheart of a human being and just easy to work with. And it's nice to not have any butting heads with these people because we all respect each other as musicians.
Right.
And as performers.
Yeah. So the show we're talking about is on Saturday night at El Cortez is the Kel Skateboarding Issue 3 release party, and the music is being presented by Women That Rock. And for those of you who don't know, Women That Rock is a music discovery platform dedicated to supporting and promoting badass women in music. So I reached out to them and basically sort of said, you know, how is it that you came to choose Monty to perform at the show? And so they got back to me, which was great. And they said, Monty fiercely captures the essence of badass girls in rock and roll. And then it's amazing. You touched on this yourself earlier, but it said young girls and women need examples of female artists like Monty that lead with skill, shred hard, and perform fearlessly.
Yes.
And so I just had to email back and like, oh, shit. Yeah, of course. I 100% agree with you based on the time. Oh. So, say again, if you're thinking of going out to see some live music this weekend, I cannot recommend enough going around the corner to El Cortez. Do you know what the cover charge is? Is it probably going to be $10?
I think it's 10. I should really know these things. I'm the worst. Somebody manage me, please.
Now, is anybody else playing?
I don't believe so. I think it's just us. I think we're doing a 45-minute set to kick off the night.
Okay. And then all the other events that they're, as I said, they're going to be having giveaways and just some of the other stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be their magazine. I think it's their issue number 3, the Qual issue magazine. Yeah, I think that's it. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. It's going to be music and skaters and artists, all kinds of things.
So let's hear the infamous song, bitch.
Bitch.
And then we're going to follow it with a couple artists who I think you would be killer with. One are the Downhalls from Boston.
Cool.
And then a local band called Jackknife Stiletto. You are just the name itself, right? You are listening to the Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Bitch by Monty.
I figure while you can't contain it, don't wanna hear your explanation. We've had our better days, most been in a foggy haze. I wake up every single day, never waste my time to pray for no more dreaded fights with you. Call me a bitch, I guess it's true.
No Obligation by Jackknife Stiletto off their EP, Chronicles of Jane, Volume 2, which was released at the end of October. They are playing Friday night at the Tusk in Philadelphia. I would love to see you play with them because they bring, they did our debut RFB Presents show last year, last December, and they bring the thunder.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's bring it on. Let's do it.
And then, see, playing the lineup, fantasy lineup game. Before that, we heard from the Downhalls, who are out of Boston, their song Convenient Friend, their EP, The Friendsgiving Demo. It's a new project made up of ladies from the Boston rock and roll scene. And that's Halls is H-A-U-L-S, which is what you'll be doing on the weekend when you're not rock and rolling.
Yes.
When you're hauling all
when
your
I'm
stuff
hauling
around.
All my shit, and I'm moving three blocks away.
Yes. So on Saturday night, when you go out to El Cortez, please be very nice to Caitlin because she's going to... No, you won't be stressed because you're going to be on stage.
Don't be nice to me.
And
don't. Don't be nice to me. I'm not going to be nice back. I'm just kidding. Come up to me. We're going to have merch. We're going to have a bunch of stuff over there. So,
but when you're on stage, it's going to be the stress relief.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even going to worry about how much stuff I have to unpack for the rest of the week.
You're just going to go out and you're just going to like just play rock and roll and have lots of
guts.
Fun and forget about everything else for 45 minutes
right.
And then go for there. So that is the Kel Skateboarding Issue 3 release party at El Cortez, which is Saturday night. And you said you're going on relatively early.
Yeah, I think
doors are at 7.
Doors are at 7. I believe they go on at 8.
Nice.
Yeah. So come and say, hey.
I love that time.
We're really, like, I'm getting old, too. So, if you're reaching that point where you got to start getting the naps in by, 8 o'clock.
Get the afternoon nap so you can stay out late.
Stay out a little late, but cause not too late because we're going on pretty early. But at least you get to go home and go to sleep right after, right?
Now, what was what was the first song you wrote? Do you remember
first song
that?
I ever wrote?
Would you ever throw it into a set list now?
Geez. First song I ever wrote was probably some sad singer songwriter. Someone broke up with me when I was in high school.
Sure.
But I guess the first song I wrote, one of those really cheesy. I think Dana Carvey called them the. Ice cream chords, the C, A minor, F, and G, because they are so smooth and cool like ice cream, right? You can't go wrong.
That's going to be the first that Dana Carvey has been cited on the road now.
I'm a real nerd, But so I wrote a song with those classic doo-wop chords, kind of sounds like, something out of Greece. And I wrote a song a long time ago about dating somebody who drove me crazy. And I felt I've been dating all of these people who are just not normal. They either have drug addictions, they're abusive, they're cheaters, or they're just really psychotic. So I wrote a song originally called Psycho. Changed straight to the point. I recently went back and I was like, I should really work on this and work it out. And this was a song I wrote when I was probably 13, 14, when I didn't even have a significant someone. But over the years, after all of the horrible experience that I've endured with these relationships, I went back and I called it Relationship. And I go through all of these crazy exes in it. But I don't know if I'm going to be adding it to the set anytime soon. But it's a work in progress, for the past 10 years.
Because you can keep adding verses to it and things like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I could keep it. I just said past 10 years. I just forgot how old I was for a second. That would make me really young. 14 when I wrote this. Yeah, no.
and already experienced with and having all that terrible stuff.
All of the horrible things happened to you.
Now, you were saying when we were off the air that your dad played in a band.
So, well, both of my parents were musicians.
Ah, okay.
So I grew up in a house filled with music. My mom was a pianist growing up. She played piano for 18 years. And I would listen and I would sing with her. She was also a really great singer and she taught me how to sing harmonies at a very young age. And we'd sing together and listen to all kinds of music. She also worked at a radio station when she was younger. So her crazy, like, savant knowledge of artists from the 1930s onward is kind of outrageous, but I grew up with that.
Yeah.
And my father played bass in a band that was a big band in the 60s. They were signed to Senate Paramount Records. They played with the Beach Boys, the Lovin' Spoonful, the Animals, like really like hard 60s rock. He mm-hmm. like was very adamant he was not a hippie. He was an anarchist. So I always grew up listening to The Who, but also The Beatles and Ella Fitzgerald and the jazz women classics, Billie Holiday, well into the metal. Like I was really into hip hop, like gangsta rap when I was like 8. And I would
I don't think I knew what music was when I was 8.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. I was listening to like whatever was on MTV. I was glued to MTV, TRL, also like pop-up video.
I love pop-up video.
Pop-up video. And I'm also like a total pop culture nerd. So like all of the facts, I would watch with my mom. And when she got to the point where she like couldn't see anymore, her eyes were going, she'd be like, read the pop-up video. So that's how I learned to read. But yeah, so I grew up with music videos and I got really into hip hop, which made me get into rap metal, which was a real rough phase.
Sure.
It was like Korn.
Yeah. Never cared for them.
No. But I did at one point, I guess, Freak on a Leash was like my jam in like sixth grade. And I had this friend who was a goth kid. She was like the goth kid in class. So she introduced me to The Cure and The Smiths and all of these like great bands from the 80s. And I got deeper into like black metal and 80s metal and hard rock. And I started listening to The Misfits. So by the time I was in high school, I was just a crazy person.
Down some black hole. And then you started skateboarding.
I would like teach myself Iron Maiden riffs. I would sit there. I'd listen for hours. I was really in it, and I had a record player and my Discman. I'd listen to Eminem, and then I'd listen to like Motown, and then it was like a whole mix of who knows. But yeah, family of music.
And so, growing up, surrounded so much by music, by the time you went out to go see your first show, if it wasn't being put on by your parents, it was no big deal.
Right. I can't even remember what my first show was. I really don't. I guess, actually, you know what? I do, and it's really embarrassing. And it's really awful. Okay, this is great. I was in seventh grade.
It's no more embarrassing than my first show.
Oh, I want to hear you. This is really, it's going to be short, though, because I talk too much. You could just cut me off. I was in seventh grade. I was really into the hip-hop thing at the time, and I had a good friend who was, too, and it was my birthday. And we wanted to see 50 Cent and Jay-Z at the Rock the Mic tour.
Okay.
So my parents arranged on my birthday to have my best friend and I take a limousine.
Yo.
To
I didn't get
the
that.
Most
I took the bus.
Hood concert I've ever been to. I saw Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, Ja Rule was there when he existed. All of these amazing hip hop. I was like this little kid and I was thrown into this show, and it was not edited like a lot of my CDs had been. And they were like, put your middle fingers up. And I'm sitting there. My parents are next to me. And I'm putting my middle fingers up. And they're face palming. But my mom's kind of bopping along because I got her into hip hop.
Yeah.
God, that was my first show.
Okay, well, quid pro quo. So my first show, I took the bus too with a kid from down the street. And we went to go see Cheap Trick and Kiss.
Nice. Oh, that's way better. That's way better. I wish that was my first show. I knew nothing. I was like, Rock the Mic Tour. God.
Fantastic for that. So, okay, I'm going to throw two things that we have to agree on from our conversations. One, we said we're going to start doing better at networking.
Networking.
Yes. And then, the second one, I'm putting all on you. I want to see you at Punk Island in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Actually, I was talking about it. I know somebody who works with Punk Island, and I wanted to get some volunteering in too, to just like help out and also play the gig.
Yeah, because they do put on the gigs. The people who I know who are involved in it are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, they're great people. Yeah.
And I just, if you haven't played.
Okay. No, I went last year. I didn't play.
You?
I didn't play, but I went last year and I saw some great bands and some old friends, and I like, you know, got into it and really want to check it out next
year. Yeah, okay. We don't have enough time to then to talk about Punk Island.
But, you know.
But we'll do that off the air. So, yay. So I'm finally glad you were able to make it here. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about that. There's new music coming. That's all coming out. So the thing that people need to do then is
come to the show.
Come to the show on Saturday to hear the new music, as well as all the killer tracks that are on the EP.
Yes.
Including the one we're going to play next, Take Me Seriously.
Yeah.
Which we have no time to talk about. No. I think there's a bunch of different layers behind that. And we're going to hear from Basic Bitches.
Yeah.
Who were the people who introduced me to your music. Naomi was also the one who made the first reference to Women That Rock to me. And then if people want to sort of just like start dipping their toe into that, going out to see live music, you know, before Saturday, so they're really ready, they can go down to the Cobra Club on Wednesday night to go see Church Girls, who are from Philadelphia, and the Sharp Shadows, who are playing down there. So please stick around and listen to Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane, and I hope people can make it out to Braven Brewing Company on Thursday evening for our holiday party. Where are we sending people again to get all the info?
Okay, go to our Instagram. It's the easiest and the fastest way. Monty.music at Instagram. That's it.
Boom.
Boom.
Saturday night, El Cortez.
Yes.
Yay.
Can't be there. Come say hi.
Awesome. Catch you on the flip side. Thanks, Caitlin. Cheers.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Something special.